Initially thrown out by a Leon County Circuit Judge, A6 was reinstated on appeal on a 4-3 vote by the Florida Supreme Court. The main part of the proposal is patterned after Marcy's Law in California, named after a college student who was stalked and murdered by her ex-boyfriend in 1983. The amendment would establish a series of rights for crime victims. If approved by 60% plus one vote on November 6th, it would further solidify laws which are already on Florida's books.
Our office is supportive of the new proposal. We believe that this is a good proposal, that it will be a positive for the judicial system and specifically the criminal justice system.
Greg Marcil is an assistant state attorney in the First Judicial Circuit. There would be additional requirements placed on all state attorney offices in Florida. For one, it would give crime victims certain rights they otherwise wouldn't have, especially with their involvement in the criminal justice proceeding.
It enlarges their rights to be involved in the process and to be kept advised. Currently, victims in Florida do have substantial rights, more so probably than many states, to be kept apprised and have the opportunity to be present at all proceedings. This enlarges those rights.
But when it comes to victims' rights, one law enforcement expert says Florida has been at the tip of the spear.
Back in the 1980s, when the victims' rights movement really took off in the United States, we were the first state to place into the state constitution an actual amendment that did codify and articulate a series of rights for victims.
Richard Huff is a 30-year law enforcement veteran and currently is a criminal justice professor at the University of West Florida.
We're at a point where more than 30 states have this in the state constitution, and the rest have some form of legislation. Now the move is to add a new state amendment to be, I think, more complete and more thorough in listing out what those rights are.
And the proposal likely would change the way victims' rights advocates do business.
This actually specifies that both the state attorney's office, with the permission of the victim, as well as victim advocates, will have legal standing to assert rights on behalf of the victim, or in the case perhaps of a homicide victim, the surviving family members.
The proposed Amendment 6 does not create constitutional rights for victims of crime. Those rights already exist in the Florida Constitution.
Howard Simon is executive director of the American Civil Liberties Union of Florida. He says using the term victims' rights likely will ensure a number of voters casting ballots for it. But he adds that A6, which doesn't include funding for victims' assistance, is nothing but misleading symbolism.
Victims of crime deserve dignity, respect. They deserve assistance. Victims of crime need services, transportation. They may need lawyers, counseling, health care, and housing. And that costs money. I'm hoping that voters are going to see through this.
The proposal also carries unintended consequences, which will undo itself, according to Simon. He points to the removal of a key sentence in the Constitution, which serves as a protection for defendants' rights.
The last thing that we would want is a constitutional pronouncement in Florida that says, do whatever you can, even to the point where it ignores the constitutional rights of the accused. The first time that somebody challenges that, this is not going to stand up.
Supporters of Amendment 6 contend it gives crime victims more of a right to be involved in their case, including negotiations on plea bargains. Assistant State Attorney Greg Marcil says they would also have the opportunity to review and comment on pre-sentencing investigations.
In the past, I believe victims did have a right to be consulted in that, but those documents generally were kept confidential. Now those documents will be available to victims for their review. They have a right to be at trial at all phases of the trial, notwithstanding any other provision of the law.
Amendment 6 would also give additional rights to the state. In essence, Marcil says it aims to give the same rights to the victims in criminal cases as are now employed by defendants.
One of those rights that defendants have is a right to a speedy trial. And it does provide a provision for the state, the prosecuting agency, to demand a speedy trial on behalf of the state to move cases in a more timely manner. And the court has to follow the same proceedings that they generally do if a defendant makes that demand.
Another proposal bundled into A6 would raise the age limit for judges from the current 70 years old to 75. Florida is one of 18 states with a required retirement age of 70. Marcil believes raising the age judge would benefit prosecutors.
It will give an additional level of experience, and it will allow experienced judges who want to continue to serve. And I think anytime you are able to maintain an experienced judiciary, that is an advantage to the criminal justice system and the justice system as a whole.
If voters approve the amendment, the ACLU's Howard Simon says a legal challenge on the victims' rights issue will be more than just a possibility. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.